So
it is.
They were 20-0, and now 20. I think they're 22 in a row now in the KSAC small school division.
Hey, another final score here, too, and actually I skipped one of them because it's going to lead us into the interview, but an additional final score that we did not pass along in that AML crossover game, Kerwinsville now a final over Smethport, 42-13. Kerwinsville 42, Smethport 13 is the final score there. And the other one that I failed to mention because it leads us into our first interview of the night tonight, and that is in non-conference action this evening. It was the Dubois Beavers 49, Punxsutawney 7, and that takes us out to, that game was out in
Dubois
tonight. Yeah, E.J. Mansell Stadium. I had to take a second to remember where I was going there. And we go out to Dubois, and we talk with the head coach of the Dubois Beavers, Frank Verichetti. And, Coach, I just want to talk to you about this game. Certainly a nice victory for the Beavers tonight over that Chucks team coming up to face you there, and certainly the offense rolling this evening.
Yeah, you know, I thought our offense played pretty well tonight. It was another great defensive effort for us. That's three very good defensive efforts we've put together in a row.
Coach Verichetti, Chris Rossetti here. You know, you had that tough week one loss to Mifflin County, which, you know, might be the toughest team that you end up playing in the regular season this year, but you have to be proud of the way that your team has rebounded from that loss early in the season.
Yeah, I thought we rebounded fairly well. Mifflin County is definitely a good football team and, you know, got our feet under us here the last 2 weeks with two big wins. So it was nice to get back on the winning side. We'd lost three in a row dating back to last season, so these two wins are pretty big for us.
No question. You know, your quarterback, Gabe French, sorry, I completely fogged out there for a moment. I'm sorry about that, folks. You guys, you know, he had a little bit of a rough start to the season, but, you know, I saw numbers at halftime. It looked like he was having a pretty good first half today. You had to be happy with the way that he's rebounded as well.
Yeah, he's, you know, he had a very tough first week, and, you know, it wasn't all his fault. We had some wide receiver issues, a few line issues, and he definitely played one of his worst games he's played for us, but he looked really good tonight. He had a lot of time in the pocket. Threw the ball extremely well. I don't think he threw a bad pass. He threw a couple incompletions, but most of those were drops. So he looked really good tonight.
You know, one of the big question marks going into this season was how would you guys be able to replace Garrett Brown and what he was doing for you last year. So I'm sure that going in there was probably a little bit of extra pressure on Gabe because of that, but you guys have had some other guys step up. Give some folks some idea of who else they should be looking for in the Dubois offense.
Devin Clark filled in admirably for Brown. Those are big shoes to fill, and Devin's came in and done a very good job for us the last couple weeks here, and this is probably the best wide receiver core I've had as a coach. We have some really good wide receivers. Trevor Sadurski is playing X receiver for us. Bryson Polinelli is playing in one of our slots. Ian Hine, who's very gifted athletically, he's playing another slot receiver. And Cole Kreiner, who's had a very big game tonight, he's playing our Z receiver. So we're very deep with those guys.
Coach Verichetti of the Dubois Beavers on the GR Cellular Hotline. Last question for you here. Well, you've had a win under your belt now for maybe, what, 20, 25 minutes? So let's look ahead. Oil City coming into town next week, and it's an Oil City squad. We don't have a score on the General McLean Oil City game, being out of District 9. That one will be coming through, I'm sure, pretty soon. But, you know, a team that put up some numbers week one, 34 points in week one, 49-0 win over Bradford last week, and a pretty stiff test coming up again next week.
Yeah, Oil City is a very good football team. They do a great job coaching their kids up over there, and and last we heard, they were leading General McLean. I think it was 13-10 in the second half. So they're, you know, they have a big physical offensive line. They return District 10's leading wide receiver, Logan Way, with a good running back, and they're very talented. They're gonna present a pretty good challenge for us. They did a good job last year in the first half, held us to 13 points, and you know, we kind of took control of the game in the second half. But it's gonna be a good challenge for us.
I actually just found the final score. General McLean came back and beat Oil City tonight 31-21. So that final score was 31-21. And
okay.
from everything that I gather, General McLean dominated the second half of that game.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Hey, isn't that great, the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard? We can get it from coaches
yeah,
in the district.
Asking.
That's wonderful.
Ask and you shall receive.
Hey, Coach Ferrachetti, we appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations on the big win over Punxsutawney, and wish you the best in the rest of the 2013 season. Hope to talk to you again.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Again, that was Coach Ferrachetti of the Du Bois Beavers, a winner tonight over the Punxsutawney Chucks. Final score in that one from E.J. Mansell Stadium, a 49-7. And we have a slew of final scores coming in, including, actually, we're pretty much down to what, Chris? Am I seeing that right? We only have one final score left to get.
That Red Bank Valley Union score is the only one that's still out there.
Yeah, it was a tight game through much of that one, and that game hasn't ended yet. So once we get the score on that one, Red Bank up by a couple scores. Looks like they're in control and are going to win that game. But we got to step aside, take our first time out here of the show, week number 3. And when we come back, we will run through that All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard for you once again. We'll get out across the district and chat with more folks that were at games here tonight. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lines. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy 4 qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Explore Galbreath's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbreath's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbreath's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's always something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, on the Live 365 app on your smartphone and on your tablet, and of course on a local affiliate near you across District 9. Check out D9Sports.com, click on the football link, and click Listen to the Friday Night OT Show button near the top of the page, and it will give you all the information you need to figure out how you can listen to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. Chris, we will be joined on the GR Cellular Hotline in just a moment by Alex Feldbauer from St. Mary's. Big night for him in the Dutchman's win over Brookville, 32-22. Let's take a look at those final scores, though, on the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard, Chris.
Yeah, we have Kane, 35, Otto Eldred, 8. Kane goes to 3-0 on the season. Kerwinsville also goes to 3-0 on the season with a 42-13 win over Smethport. Warren defeats Bradford 32-14. St. Mary's moves to 2-1 on the year with a 32-22 win over Brookville. Carnes City rebounds from the loss last week to Clarion. He moved to 2-1 with a 49-12 victory over rival Montauk. Clarion Limestone breaks a 21-game losing streak with a 35-27 win over AC Valley, giving head coach Davey Eagleton his first career victory. Clarion now 3-0, and the Bobcats keep rolling, 62-13 over Keystone. Now, I know this score, I don't have it completely updated on our site, but it's now Red Bank Valley 55, Union 34, with just a little over a minute to play in that game. So the Bulldogs are going to go to 2-1, rebounding nicely from the loss last week to Brookville. Clearfield, 16th consecutive regular season victory, 35-20 over Central Martinsburg. Countersport, 38, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy, first-year program out of Bowlesburg near State College, 38-14, Countersport. Dubois now 2-1 with a 49-7, trouncing of Punxsutawney. And then tomorrow we have Brockway at Sheffield, Ridgeway at Port Allegheny. Those are both afternoon contests. And Cameron County at Elk County Catholic. That's tomorrow night from St. Mary's Dutch Country Stadium, which is now where we go and are joined by Alex Feldbauer of the St. Mary's Dutchman. Alex, congratulations on a big win and a big night for you. 252 yards rushing and a touchdown.
Yes, thank you.
You know, you guys had a tough week one there down at Carnes City, but have rebounded very nicely with nice win at Keystone last week, and then your home opener tonight, getting a nice win over a Brookville team that came in probably feeling pretty good about itself at 2-0. What were you guys able to do against them tonight that was so successful?
I mean, we just came together as a team. We worked real hard during the practice week. We got better on our technique, and we just came out like our home opener, ready to win, ready to take our first win at home.
You know, you've had some pretty nice games in your career, so a lot of 100-yard rushing games. One of the top rushers in District 9 a year ago. But boy, 252 yards. We think that's your career high. Did you ever have a 200-yard game before in your career at any level?
I mean, last year I believe my highest one was 202, so this one, pretty big jump for me. I mean, it feels amazing to have that many yards, and it was just a good night.
I'm sure you want to talk a little bit about your offensive line, because any time that a running back rushes for 252 yards, the offensive line was probably doing a pretty good job opening up some holes for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're doing their jobs. They're opening it up for me, and it's really helping me out a lot.
As a senior leader on this team, after the loss at Carnes City, did you guys talk about what went wrong down there, what you guys needed to do, what maybe needed to get better after that game?
I mean, we just needed to come together and work harder and harder every day when we practice and be ready for anything and just come out with the will to win, and that's what we did tonight, and came through for us.
It seems like some of the pressure has been taken off the rushing game a little bit as you guys are throwing the ball maybe a little bit more than you did last year. How nice is that to have that option of maybe being able to beat a team a little bit through the air as well?
I mean, it's very nice. It spreads people out. It's not having all the guys up in the box. So, I mean, it opens me up a lot, and we can win more games by just passing and not just doing the same thing over and over again. So, I mean, I really like the passing game that we have now.
Well, Alex, thanks for joining us on the show tonight, and good luck the rest of the season. That was Alex Feldbauer of the St. Mary's Dutchman. St. Mary's, a big winner over Brookville tonight, 32-22 on the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard.
Yeah, puts St. Mary's now at 2-1, right, Chris, as they knocked off Keystone last week. You referenced the loss to Carin City in week number one. And, of course, we were joined by Alex Feldbauer on the GR Cellular hotline. No contract, no credit check, no hassle. Visit grcellular.com or one of their three locations in Clarion, Seneca, or Titusville to see how GR Cellular can save you money. Excuse me there, Chris. Of course, I think that's one of the things I love doing with this show, Chris, and I know talking about the show on the show may not be the best thing, but I love getting an opportunity to talk to the athletes that District 9 has to offer, because not only do we have great athletes in this district, but we have great people in this district. Alex is one of them, and there are a host of other ones. You know, we got to talk to Damian Slake last week, and it's just really a pleasure to get to speak with these young men after a big win tonight for Alex Feldbauer and a big night, 33 carries, 252 yards. Chris, that Red Bank Valley Union game goes final with the same score that we had before. So Red Bank Valley, a winner, 55-34.
Yeah, and Mark Struthers, 31 carries, 290 yards, and seven rushing touchdowns for the Bulldogs. Last week we had a guy, Alex Schaefer Doan of Brockway, throw for seven touchdowns. Mm-hmm. This week Mark Struthers rushes for seven touchdowns. So
big numbers. I mean, and we're seeing it across the board, too. If you look at the winning scores for tonight, 35-42, 32, I mean, it's the same thing, a 60 to a 55, a 38, a 49. A lot of big numbers being thrown up once again tonight, and certainly seems to be the pattern that is presenting itself within this 2013 season. Whether you like it or not, that's the pattern that seems to be present here this year. Hey, Chris, let's take another look at that All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. They'll put just about anything on just about everything at All-American Awards and Engraving. Visit them online at allamericanhq.com. In the Mountain League, Clearfield 35, Central Martinsburg 20. We're hoping to chat with one of the broadcasters that was at that game coming up in just a little bit. And sometime inside the 10 o'clock hour, we'll chat with those guys. In the KSAC Small School Division, Clarion Limestone 35, AC Valley 27, Clarion 62, Keystone 13, Red Bank Valley 55, Union 34. That game goes final. And we're hoping to chat with the folks from WCCR in Clarion about that Red Bank Valley victory over Union. They had the call on that game tonight. In AML crossover action, Kane 35, Otter Weldred 8. It was Kerwinsville 42, Smethport 13. District 10 Region 5 saw Warren defeat Bradford 32-14. Of course, we'll head up if we have time. Why do we always throw Andy in the if we have time column? But Andy Close from the Bradford era, we hope to chat with him as well tonight. The KSAC Large School Division, we do like you, Andy, don't worry. St. Mary's 32, Brookville 22, and Carin City 49, Montauk 12. Those are the scores we have there. And of course, we got to talk with Alex Feldbauer, the big night for the Dutch. 33 carries, 252 yards. Chris, time to step aside for another timeout. When we come back, we'll set you up for the 10 o'clock hour. And our, you know, already half an hour into the show again. All the final scores are in. Here we go. We've got a great hour coming up as we talk to folks from all across District 9. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Filler up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Ride High School Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Ride House at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team? Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Back in the Triple R Roadhouse, Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com, Live 365 app on your smartphone and tablets, and of course, radio affiliates across District 9, including Cool 103.3 FM in Brookville, WPXC in Punxsutawney, C93 FM in Clarion, and tonight we are on WFRM AM, 600 AM in Cowdersport, usually on WHKS as well in Port Allegheny, but they have Saturday game tomorrow, so they are not joining us this evening, and we certainly send out a special hello to all the folks tuned in on those affiliates across District 9. And of course, the show brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse, the Triple R Roadhouse located in the Clarion Mall. Coming through Clarion on your way to a game this season for great steaks, chicken wings, seafoods, burgers, salads, appetizers, and so much more. Stop in at the Triple R Roadhouse off exit 62 of Interstate 80. Coming up inside the 10 o'clock hour, we will run down your All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. One more time, and right at the other side of the 10 o'clock hour, we need the funk. Give us the funk. We're going to bring in Josh Funk from the Pennsylvania Football News Editor-in-Chief. Of course, we'll play Where in the State is Josh Funk. Chris, do you know where he is?
Somewhere east of Altoona.
Okay, that's your guess?
That's my guess.
I'm gonna say. Let's go with the district. He's in District 6. I'm gonna say he's somewhere in District 6. Let's go with it.
I'm gonna go with District 4.
All right. I look forward to playing this game when we come back from the break. It is the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Time for us to step aside and pause for 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves as a part of the EYT Media Network. The Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on DNightSports.com is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse off Exit 62 of Interstate 80 in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at RRRoadhouse.com. By All American Awards and Engraving, putting just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, heavy-duty truck repair from Bowers. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two. Check out their complete inventory online. By Carly Tire for all your tire needs and the great brands you love. By Smathers Insurance Agency with more than 50 years experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all your insurance needs. By GR Cellular. No contract, no credit check, no hassle. They just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. By Galbraith Furniture. Competitive pricing, quality furniture, and committed to your service and satisfaction on Main Street in Brookville. And by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny. ECUA, bringing affordable associate degrees to your backyard. Visit online at ecuapa.org. And back here to your Friday night home for District 9 football, the Explore Your Town Media Network, D9Sports.com. I'm Dustin Kuyper. He's Chris Rossetti. Thank you very much for joining us, whether you're in your car on the way home from a game, maybe sitting at home and enjoying a night listening to the radio or listening online to your favorite team. Thank you for joining us tonight to wrap up District 9 football. We're with you for a little bit less than an hour here as we take you up till 11 o'clock, bringing you scores from across District 9. Chris, let's take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard before we get to Josh Funk, and you have a look at the scores for us, Chris.
Yeah, in the CASAC Large School Division, St. Mary's 32, Brookville 22, Carn City 49, Montauk 12. Moving over to the CASAC Small School Division, it was Clarion Limestone breaking a 21-game losing streak with a 35-27 win over AC Valley. Clarion 62, Keystone 13, Red Bank Valley 55, Union 34. In the Mountain League, Clearfield 35, Central Martinsburg 20. Non-conference games, County 38, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy of Bowlesburg 14, Dubois 49, Punxsutawney 7. In the AML crossovers, it was Kane 35, Otto Eldred 8, Kerwinsville 42, Smithport 13. And in District 10, Region 5, Warren all over Bradford 32-14, and three AML crossover games tomorrow, Brockway at Sheffield, Ridgeway at Port Allegheny, and Cameron County at Elk County Catholic.
All right, there you go, the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboards. This portion of the show brought to you by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, affordable associate degrees in business administration and interdisciplinary studies for high school juniors and seniors and adult students, too. Classes offered in your backyard through interactive TV. Act now for spring session before your seat is gone. Check them out online at ecuapa.org. All right, time to head out on the GR Cellular Hotline. We talk with the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News. His name is Josh Funk. And, Josh, I don't know if you were able to catch our little game before we stepped aside at the top of the hour there, but where in the state is Josh Funk? I said District 6. You said District 4, right, Chris? Did either of us get it right?
Chris got it right. That game humors me, actually, because as I hear you, Dusty, saying District 6, I used to live in District 6 for 2.5 years. I now reside in Milton in District 4, so the likelihood, and I work in Bloom in District 4, so the likelihood of me being in District 4 is pretty high.
All right. Well, I gave it a shot. I mean, that's
you gave it a good effort, but
your proximity in Milton isn't terribly far from district.
No, it's not actually.
You could swing your way over there fairly easily, but.
If I had a potato gun, I could make a pretty good shot into District 6, but I don't think those are legal. So,
So where did it take you tonight?
Mount Carmel to see Battle of 2-0 teams, and really it was pretty one-sided. Southern Columbia 39, Mount Carmel 7. The Southern scored the first 33 points of the game, and they jumped on the Red Tornadoes and just sat dead red all night with a 4-3-0 defense against Mount Carmel's spread with Zach Wachalewski, and just made life a living nightmare for number 7 all game long. Mount Carmel had minus 12 yards rushing on 25 team carries for the game.
Well, that Southern Columbia team, I mean, that's a team that hasn't seen a whole lot of success, right, over the last...
yes.
Right? I know my state football pretty well, don't I, with that?
you know enough to get by. You passed the intro course. You know, we're offering that as a free credit lecture.
Great.
I'm just kidding, but
if you're serious, I'm going to take that class. I mean, if
you
teach
No, I mean it would be an easy A for Chris Rossetti, and it would be a struggle for everybody else. I'm just kidding, but I'm just busting. No, that's a team that has only lost 60 times in the last 30 years, an average of 2 losses a year. I mean, when you can say you have a streak like that, I mean, holy cow. And Southern's got 8 running backs that, 4 starters, 4 guys they could start any given week for 3 slots in their wing T. And then they got 4 reserve backs, too, that are pretty good. They've got 8 guys that are fighting for 3 slots on the field. And, their reserves could probably be starters, and not only starters, but star on other District 4 teams in the area.
Hey, Josh, I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Last week I needed some information out of this great Pennsylvania resource guide, and it failed me. Well, I failed myself. I didn't bring it with me, so I didn't know.
That hurts your chances.
But then we found out that it didn't have the most touchdown passes in a game in PIAA history. And tonight I went to look up touchdown rushes in a game, and it doesn't have that either.
No, it doesn't. I looked at that too. I thought I saw rushing touchdowns. It says most touchdowns scored in one game,
which is 11. Which is pretty impressive. The reason I'm asking is Mark Struthers of Red Bank Valley scored 7 rushing touchdowns tonight.
Oh, wow.
I know that at the very least it doesn't break a District 9 record, because Dave Richards had 7 rushing touchdowns back in 2002. That was in week 7 of 2002. He ran for 363 yards and 7 touchdowns in a 49-7 win over Bald Eagle Area. At the time, we wrote that it was believed to at least tie the District 9 record, if not set it. So we don't have that information in District 9 necessarily either. But I don't think anybody's rushed for 7 since then until tonight.
Right. I don't recall that anybody has either. I know Russell Schell had a lot of 4 and 5 touchdown games at Hopewell. Tyler Boyd had a lot of 4 and 5 touchdown games, but he would score touchdowns in a lot of different ways. In fact, he broke his 52 touchdowns last year down 5 different ways between offense, defense, special teams. So 7 rushing touchdowns by any one guy. I mean, if it's not a state record, it's got to be darn close. That's going to require a little more research, and thank God we have an off season, coming up in 13 weeks to do that. So, I'll tell you what, though, the research is ever evolving. There's stuff that I learn every week and every day. I was looking at freshmen that were around the state that have a shot at 1,000 yards rushing in the season, just to update a file that I've been trying to evolve and grow, called Super Frosh, 1,000 yard passing freshman, 1,000 yard rushers, 500 yard receivers as a ninth grader. And just added Mike Bernello from Fort Cherry in 1996, rushed for, I believe, the third most yards as a freshman, 16-13. There's 2 District 9 guys that have a chance as freshmen to rush for 1,000 yards if the cards play out right. And one of them, Seth Caldwell from Clearfield area. The other is a Seth, but his last name escapes me, from Otto Eldred.
Drummond.
That's right, Seth Drummond. So... yeah, Seth Drummond and Seth Caldwell both have a potential chance to etch their names in with 1,000-yard rushers as freshmen, potentially.
No question there. And, the thing about Struthers that's most impressive would be the fact that he tore his ACL last year, and he's come back and just stronger than ever this year.
And that seems to be a trend, you know, with guys that have been coming back from this. I talked to Jim Ross. He has a player that has had to come back from an ACL. And it wasn't just any player, but a real speedster to be used both as a runner and a receiver named Nate Hunter. And, you know, Ross said, you know, his player, Hunter, hasn't missed hardly anything, hardly any step, and he seems to possibly even be better. It's impressive to see athletes on this rising trend. You know, you look at the NFL with Adrian Peterson. I mean, dude goes for almost 2,100 yards, you know, in a season last year, coming off a really bad injury. You look at Robert Griffin III. He got off to a slow start, but led the Redskins on the charge in the second half. I mean, on Monday Night Football. I mean, that's impressive when you see guys come back from injuries that, you know, once were devastating and, you know, were not just devastating, but also career threatening, you know, and they'd never be the same again. Now you see guys coming back stronger and better than ever, maybe even faster too. So, you know, you tip your hat to guys like Struthers for working hard and getting back and battling and grinding.
Great stuff as always, Josh. We appreciate your time once again tonight. And, hey, do me a favor. I'm going to tell Chris to close his ears and take off his headphones here for a minute. Can you text me and tell me where you're going to be next week so that I can win our little...
What kind of cheating is this going on?
Dustin and Chris, you need to hear this, too. Dustin's trying to cheat Chris with the where in the world is Josh Funk? And, you know, some days I don't even know if I'm, you know, some days I think I'm in the fourth dimension.
You don't know where you are either, so.
Yeah, exactly. I just follow road signs and, you know, go wherever. But
I think we need to get, like, some funkadelic music or something for your lead-in.
I'm going to have to check in the license thing, but yeah, we could do that.
I'll give you guys a hint for that. I used to, for the last 7 years prior to this one, we used to have an internet radio show called The 12th Man Show on PrepNationRadio.com. And if I wasn't sitting in as a fill-in host to help ask questions, I was on a segment of the show, and they always played "We've Got the Funk" when I came on. And Dustin, you tried your rendition of it, and
it was terrible. It was.
Let me just say this: I'm going to try to not go Simon Cowell on you and totally ruin your Friday the 13th. But I hope you have a backup plan for your career, because that's not going to cut it for you.
Josh, I just got to let you know, I don't know, we don't have a webcam on us or anything. I'm the one who controls the board. I sit right in front of it. You were this close. The finger was over the mute button on your slider. You were just about off there. Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We appreciate your time. Editor-in-Chief of the Pennsylvania Football News, Josh Funk. Always a good time talking to him. And he was, of course, joining us on the GR Cellular Hotline. Once again, that's a great part of the show. I love talking to him. So knowledgeable about not just, you know, his area of the state, but the entire state. He can throw out those two freshmen.
Is he throwing out the name Seth Caldwell and Seth Drummond? I really wish we did have a camera in on the studio, because Dustin's looking like, what's he going to come up with?
This is spectacular, but hey.
I'm not sure that Dustin knew that Seth Caldwell and Seth Drummond were both freshmen.
No, I don't know that I did, at least not before now. But hey, we got to step aside, take another time out here. We'll come back and some more interviews as we take you around District 9 and give you some more of those final scores on the All-American Awards Engraving Scoreboard. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience, ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Explore Gail Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gail Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gail Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
All right, welcome back to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com. I'm Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti beside me. We are live from the Clarion Mall and the Explore Your Town Media Network Studios.
Hello.
What happened to an undisclosed location?
We're in an undisclosed location in the Clarion Mall, I guess.
Okay.
With
I can hear that.
With a big bright orange wall beside us that draws a bunch of attention to us. But hey, it looks nice. Good backdrop to you over there, Chris. We should probably get to the purpose of why people are listening, and that is some scores and some good stuff from across District 9. So Chris, let's take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard before we take you out to yet another game from across District 9 tonight.
The All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard, they'll put almost anything on almost everything, won't they?
Yeah, they love to.
Including on this scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Kane 35, Otto Eldred 8, Kerwinsville 42, Smethport 13, Warren 32, Bradford 14, St. Mary's 32, Brookville 22, Carn City 49, Montauk 12. Clarion Limestone breaks a 21-game losing streak with a 35-27 win over AC Valley. Congratulations to the Lions. Clarion 62, Keystone 13, Red Bank Valley 55, Union 34. Mark Struthers, we believe, tied the District 9 record with seven rushing touchdowns in that game.
in the Mountain League. Clearfield 35, Central Martinsburg 20. The Bison continue to roll. In non-conference action, Countersport 38, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy from Bowlesburg out near State College. They had 14. It was 38-14 Countersport. Dubois continues to roll with a 49-7 win over Punxsutawney. And on Saturday, there are three games, two in the afternoon, Brockway at Sheffield and Ridgeway at Port Allegheny, while at Dutch Country Stadium in St. Mary's on Saturday night, the Red Raiders of Cameron County will invade to play the Crusaders of Elk County Catholic.
There you go, the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. Coach a team, run a business, looking for something to recognize the work of your players or staff, check out the wide variety of awards, plaques, and trophies available at All-American Awards and Engraving online, allamericanhq.com. Chris, time to head out. First time we've had a chance to talk with the folks from the Clearfield area. A wonderful, wonderful football portion of District 9, really a great athletics portion of District 9 as well. And it's a chance to talk here now with actually the stat man. They call him Brickstats, Sandy Brickley from WQIX 93.1 FM out in Clearfield. Of course, they also simulcast on WCPA. It's 900 AM and online if you want to find them there at QIXFM.com. And so, Andy, a little bit about tonight's game and the Clearfield 35-20 victory over Central Martinsburg. This Clearfield team is certainly a tough out when it comes to the regular season play. Chris, the number of straight regular season victories for this Clearfield team up to
16 in a row.
16 in a row now. Andy, give us a little insight on how this game played out.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And tonight was nothing less than a great high school football game. It has been talked about all week. Coach Janoco of the Clearfield Bison saying it was going to be the most difficult team on their roster for regular season. And it proved tonight that the Clearfield Bison can work well under pressure. Clearfield had a great game, victorious tonight over Central Scarlet Dragons, 35-20. And as usual, Christian Leather of Clearfield and Tyler Stratton were the two big names, putting up a lot of yards and a lot of points tonight.
Oh, do you have any of those stats for us? We haven't been able to, other than the score, we really, I hate to say it, we don't really know how that game went. We know that Central and Clearfield, they went back and forth in that first half, and then Clearfield seemed to dominate in the second half.
That's right. In the first half, to end the half, the score was 20-14 Central Dragon. In the third quarter, Clearfield had two scores, giving us a 28-20 lead, the Clearfield Bison, that is. And then in the fourth quarter, the Bisons had the only score. So the Clearfield Bisons shut down the Central Dragon defense and offense. I mean, it was a completely Clearfield Bison second half. As far as some statistics go, Clearfield on the night in the second half alone had 206 rushing yards. They didn't even attempt a pass in the second half. The Central Dragons in the second half had 30 yards rushing compared to their first half of 176 yards. So I don't know what went on in the locker room, in the Clearfield Bison locker room with Coach Janoco, but I can tell you if there was a switch to turn on in that Bison line, he turned it on. In passing, the Central Dragons had 99 in the first half, and the Bison D held them just to 21 yards. So on the night, the Bisons had 440 total offensive yards, and the Central Dragons had 326. Along with those yards, I'm just going to mention the two big names again. Tyler Stratton, number 22 for the Clearfield Bisons. I have him at 30 carries for 187 yards. And Christian Leather, number 4, who, by the way, signed with the Boston College. He is a junior and committed to Boston College. A nice big team. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Christian Leather is a senior.
But you're right. He did commit. He committed last year as a junior. So
correct. He committed as a junior, but he's a senior this year. He is. He's down here for 24 carries and 178 yards, respectively. So those two alone, Christian Leather and Tyler Stratton, were responsible for some major yards. And not to take anything away from the Central Dragons, their quarterback number 2 there, Austin Cunningham, he had 11 carries tonight with 151 yards. So that young man did a tremendous job. But the Bison line, the Bison defense just turned out to be too much for them in the second half.
You know, it just seems to me that duo of Stratton and Leather and the ability, you know, he hasn't had to show it this year, but the ability of Christian to also throw the football just makes that a really hard team to defend.
Oh, absolutely. There are definitely some receivers that we're going to. And right now, just for this game, for example, the first score of the night was Christian Leather to Tyler Stratton for a 50-yard touchdown pass. I mean, that kind of sets the tone. And Tyler Stratton, you know, also racking up 187 yards on the ground as well. So he was well over 200 yards total tonight, Tyler Stratton alone. Christian also has a couple other targets that he goes for. I know he goes for Wyatt Flanagan. His little brother, Ryan Lezer, who's starting for the Fairfield Bisons as a freshman, he's going to be something. You know, he's growing right now. You're going to see him, his name appear a lot more often in the future. And Jake Lansbury. I think Jake Lansbury, number 25. I mean, there's a kid that I don't even think I mentioned his name last year, and all of a sudden he has really turned it on, and he is just one more threat for the Bison offense.
You know, it's amazing how Clearfield just reloads year in and year out with all these players. You know, back when we did the All-American Awards and Engraving Monday Evening Quarterback Show, one of our hosts for a couple years there was Craig Butler from Clearfield High School. We used to talk about that all the time with Craig. And in fact, I want to shout out, and I'd be remiss not to shout out to his mom, Ann, who is graciously yep. sending us the scores from your games religiously, like every time there's a score. So pretty sure she's probably not listening right now, but if Ann Butler is out there listening, thank you so much for that, and everybody from Clearfield should be proud of what they've accomplished this year so far. And it's 3 weeks in, and it doesn't look like the Bison have lost any momentum from last year, and it's sort of weird calling them the Bison. It's only the second year now, I think, that they go by the Bison instead of the Bisons. We all know the Bison is the actual correct English pronunciation, but for years there it was the Bison, so a little weird trying to remember which one to say, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I've graduated from the Clearfield High School, and we were the Bisons when I was coming up and through the program, and it is difficult, and we all know that it is not grammatically correct to say Bisons, but hey, it changed to Bison to be more correct here, so we're going to stick and roll with the Bison from now on, I guess.
You know, it's interesting. You see a lot of mascot or name changes because of political correctness reasons nowadays. It's not all that often that you see grammatical correctness reasons that cause schools to change it. But hey, whatever works for you there. Hey, Andy,
I would agree.
We appreciate your time, Andy. Really thank you very much for joining us. Hope to talk to you throughout this season as well. It's good to make contact with you guys, and looking forward to getting a chance to chat with you as the season goes on. Another successful campaign looking like for Clearfield, and of course Clearfield hosting Huntington next Friday night at 7 o'clock kickoff. And hey, maybe we chat with you then next Friday as well. We'll see.
Absolutely. And if I can just do a quick plug here, you guys are talking about scores. I actually tweet. I don't know if you're all into Twitter, but I tweet.
Oh, yeah.
I tweet updates constantly. So if you follow at Brickstats, I will make sure to give you guys a shout out on Twitter as well. But I'm constantly updating.
Hey, do it on
Twitter.
Do us a favor. Hashtag D9 football when you do that.
I will gladly hashtag D9 football.
And I want to shout out to everybody listening. There's a new social media site that we've got going on right now. It's Rebel Mouse, Rebel like as in the Confederate Rebels, rebelmouse.com/D9sports. It'll bring in your hashtags from things like hashtag D9 football, hashtag D9 soccer, hashtag D9 tennis,
volleyball,
hashtag D9 volleyball, anything that you hashtag like that will show up on here. Hashtag your photos, hashtag D9 photos. It's an awesome way to see everything that's going on, whether it's on Friday night, whether it's during the week, and the help of people like Andy out there, like a lot of our other correspondents in the field. You guys do a heck of a job in helping us be what we are.
Yeah, thanks again, Andy. We really appreciate your time.
All right, guys, thanks. I appreciate the opportunity. Keep up the great work. We love your show.
All righty. Thanks a lot. That was Andy Brickley. Brickstats, you want to follow him on Twitter as well, from WQIX 93.1 FM, and you can find their stream online as well, qixfm.com. They cover the Clearfield Bison, not Bisons anymore. They cover Clearfield, and so we hope to chat with them. Hey, that Clearfield team, pretty successful squad out there. Last few years, and so we hope to chat with them as the season goes on here as well. And hey, Chris, we have a minute and a half here or so before we have to step aside. You were talking a little bit about Twitter. New feature there, folks. The hashtag, and you were talking about the Rebel Mouse, but specifically the hashtag D9 photos. Hashtag D9 photos really can make for a just a great visual for you and for us to see what's going on across District 9. There were a few pretty good shots tonight from folks that caught on from what we just posted a couple days ago with hashtag D9 photos. A couple real nice shots of some beautiful, beautiful views across District 9 tonight.
Oh, yeah, and this is, folks, so much more than just football. Obviously, we're talking about football right now, but we want your photos from every sport, any event that you're at that's sporting-wise in District 9. And, you know, don't worry about finding rebelmouse.com/D9sports. Just go to our website, and the links are right there. It's the little mouse icon. You can't miss it. It's it's kind of funny. Speaking of mouses, we had one in the studio tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, we're gonna.
It's because that mouse was honored that we were Rebel Mouse.
Probably the Triple R Roadhouse wings that we have here too. We're gonna step aside. We're gonna go track down the mouse that ran in through the wide open door to get the fresh air in here tonight. And so we're gonna step aside and allow our stations to identify themselves, and then we'll take a break and come back with scores and more interviews right here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the EYT Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse, All-American Awards and Engraving, Bauer Truck Repair, Carly Tire, GR Cellular, the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, Mike Albrecht Furniture, Smathers Insurance Agency, and Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler. This portion of the program is brought to you by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, EQA, Affordable Associate Degrees in Business Administration, and Interdisciplinary Studies for High School Juniors and Seniors, and Adult Students, too. Classes offered in your backyard through Interactive TV. Act now for spring sessions before your seat is gone. Check them out online at ecuapa.org. The good news is it's another week. District 9 football is in the books. The bad news is the Pirates lost today. Sorry to play spoiler if you were driving home and had to see the art, I should have warned you. But now you don't have to sit up and watch it and get really upset whenever they end up losing the game late 5-4, right to final score on that one. Chris, let's take a look at the District 9 All-American Awards Administrating Scoreboard. And we start with the KSAC Large School Division. It was St. Mary's 32, Brookville 22. Hart City defeats Monaco tonight 49-12. District 10 Region 5, Warren 32, Bradford 14. In AML crossover action, Kane 35, Otto Eldred 8, Owensville 42, Brookville 13. There are three other AML games slated for this weekend. They are all tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, Brockway's at Sheffield, Ridgeway at Port Allegheny. Cameron County is at Elk County Catholic. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. In KSAC Small School Division action, it is Clarion Limestone 35, AC Valley 47, Clarion 62, 13, Mountain League play, Hillsville 35, Central Martinsburg 20. Non-conference action, Cattersport 38, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy out of Bowlesburg in Central Pennsylvania 14. 38-14 win for Cattersport. Dubois over Punxsutawney 49-7. And your last score to pass along to you here from the KSAC Small School Division, it was Red Bank Valley 55 and Union 34. And that score takes us out to the GR Cellular Hotline. And it is the GR Cellular Hotline. No contract, no credit check, no hassle. Visit grcellular.com or one of their three locations in Clarion, Seneca, or Titusville to see how GR Cellular can save you money. Time to talk with one of the guys who was at that Red Bank Valley Union game from WCCR in Clarion, one of our local affiliates, one of our affiliate stations that's on the network here, and a good friend, Mike Kalinowski. Mike Kalinowski had the play-by-play call of the Red Bank Union game, Bulldogs 55-34. A big win, Mike, for the Bulldogs. I know in getting a chance to listen to you guys in the broadcast, you talked about the playoff implications of that game in the Class A playoffs for that automatic bid from the KSAC Small School Division, and Red Bank Valley, you know, tight game most of the way. Red Bank Valley runs away with it late.
Yeah, they certainly did, Dustin, and it was close most of the way, and when we got into that fourth quarter, Union was still right there neck and neck, and it was just some big plays by Struthers, and you guys have talked about him already with the seven touchdowns, but, you know, he made some real big plays, but Red Bank also, their quarterback Dougherty got injured late in the football game, and they stayed with them. They wrapped the ankle up, and they stayed with them, and with that, they were able to pull away and come up with a big win.
And let's talk a little bit in detail about that, the playoff implications of that game. Of course, as the season goes on, we'll talk more playoffs, and we'll bring you in, we'll bring broadcasters across the district in, but they take the top two teams from the KSAC Small School Division. Now, you know, there are games left to play, and I understand that, but let's not kid ourselves here. This Clarion team is a buzzsaw right now, and they are a tough team for anybody to face. You know, Red Bank hasn't seen them yet. Union hasn't seen them yet. Those are going to be tough games for those two squads. Clarion is obviously your odds-on favorite to win that small school division, but Mike, in essence, you see probably a drop then to get to Clarion, Limestone, and AC Valley at the bottom of that division. So undoubtedly, this game decided more than likely your second team out of the small school division. And that's a huge, huge, huge piece. You get the home game then come the District 9 playoffs. Did you sense that type of atmosphere down at Vidunas Stadium in Reimersburg tonight? Of even though it's week three, how critical this game was between Red Bank Valley and Union?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it had that playoff atmosphere to it. Before the game, Union had packed the people in. They were honoring their 1963 team from Union High School, so there were tons and tons of people, you know, from both sides. Red Bank was well represented as well, and there was a buzz from the beginning of that football game. And you know, Red Bank got the coin toss; they deferred to Union, and Union proceeded just to go bang down the field and get a touchdown, and everybody was just like, "Wow!" And with Union hanging so close, you could just feel that excitement was building as the game went on, and even at halftime with them holding the 1-point advantage. But you knew that, and everyone knew what was going to happen. After the game, I had a chance to talk to some of the Union coaches and things like that, and they said, you know, that was a huge, huge game for them, because losing that game now, you know, they cannot have another hiccup the rest of the way throughout the season if they want a shot to get that playoff berth.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's going to be very difficult at this point to get that second automatic bid for the Golden Knights out of the KSAC small. I think very, very, very much a possibility to still qualify for the District 9 playoffs as an at-large, but the frustrating part there is you're traveling. I mean, you're no doubt you're heading up north somewhere, and you know that becomes fairly problematic for a lot of the teams in the KSAC come that time of year. Let's talk a little bit of specific here. You have Struthers here for Red Bank Valley, right around that 300-yard mark tonight and the 7 touchdowns. I mean, what was it from him? Was it the breakaway speed? Was it the power running? What I guess when you rack up almost 300 yards, you're getting them pretty much every way you can possibly get them.
Yeah, it was a mixture of both. I mean, he's fast. He's incredibly fast. But one thing that was impressive about him, too, is the fact that even on the short yardage situations, he's one of those guys that leans forward. He's almost like a Bettis-type runner. I mean, of course, he's not as big, but the legs are constantly churning. And there were a couple times where, you know, I was about ready to call him down, and the next thing you know, he's spurting through the line and going for, you know, a much bigger gain or even a touchdown at that point. So, you know, on the night, unofficially, we had him at 302 yards. Of course, you have to wait for the official stats for that. We keep our own, so they're not always right on, but pretty close.
When you say we keep our own, I've worked with you before, Mike. Don't group yourself in that.
Well,
Bob Dunkel, your broadcast partner, keeps his own.
Ryan Pugh had him for 290, which I'm probably going to, you know... That's all he was doing. I mean, you guys have a lot of other things going on at one time. 290, 300.
Let's say around the 300-yard mark.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
I'm used to Chris Rossetti keeping stats for me for the college game, so I'm not really good at that. I don't pay a whole lot of attention. But, no, I mean, you know, anyway, 290, 300, whatever. It's you know, it's not important either way. He had a heck of a ball game. But he also even, you know, he had 34 passing yards, too. He was able to, you know, make 34 receiving yards. So you put all that together, 300-plus yards on the night, 7 touchdowns, and that's a very special night for him. And it was so important, too, late in the game. You know, there were a couple times when Doherty was hurt, they needed him. You know, that was it. To seal that deal, they needed him. And, you know, Doherty was able to get the ball to him a couple times, and he was able to make something happen. So, you know, very, very special night for that young man.
Well, Mike, you guys had a great game down there at Vidunas Stadium tonight. Beautiful night for it as well. And looking forward to talking with you and broadcast partner Bob Dunkel throughout the remainder of this season for some of the critical Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference games that will be slated for the final 7 weeks of the regular season. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, no problem. Thank you guys, too.
That was Mike Kalinowski from WCCR in Clarion, C93, 92.7 FM, one of our affiliate stations. as well, and we're very excited to have them on board this season as well. Great, great, great sports station. C93 FM is great sports coverage, and hey, just wonderful to have them on board with us for this Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime show. Mike joining us on the GR Cellular Hotline. Let's take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard as we try to line up yet another interview on the GR Cellular Hotline. Andy Close is about to be put through to us here, and Andy Close is about to join us. Let's take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard as visitor, Chris, has found his way very, very close to us, so I'm lifting my feet off the ground. The AML crossover games of the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard finds Kane 35, Otto Eldred 8, Kerwinsville 42, Smethport 13. You know, you could take a picture and do a hashtag D9 photos for this. We tell them people to do that. We really should do it. Warren 32, Bradford 14, St. Mary's 32, Brookville 22, it's Card City 49, Bonneton 12, Clarion Limestone 35, AC Valley 27. Clarion defeats Keystone tonight 62-13. It's a shame there's no video in here, folks. Red Bank Valley 55, Union 34. Clearfield 35, Central Martinsburg 20, it's Cattersport 38, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 14, Dubois 49, Punxsutawney 7, and tomorrow in AML crossover action, Brockway is at Sheffield in the afternoon, 1:30 kickoff, Ridgeway at Port, same time, and Cameron County will be at Elk County Catholic tomorrow evening in AML crossover action. Looks like our little furry visitor has found his way out of our area and into another portion, so we look forward to seeing.
Teaches us not to leave the door open.
Yeah, no kidding. But anyway, we got to get back out on the GR Cellular Hotline after our visit to the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard there and talk with Andy Close. Andy Close from the Bradford era, a good friend of D9Sports.com. And Andy, we didn't put you off to the last minute this week. You have to be happy about
that.
Thank you,
guys. I appreciate that.
Yep. All right, well, that'll do it.
Having a good time tonight.
That's it for Andy Close. Thank you very much for joining us. No, I'm just kidding, Andy. Andy, you were at that Bradford game tonight. They fall to Warren 32-14. Give us a little feel from that game before we talk the entire district results tonight with you.
Well, the momentum of this game really changed early in the second half. Bradford had a long 17-play drive down 13-0 to start the second half. They go down and score and take trailing just 13-7. And Warren proceeds to score in just two plays and scores, in fact, on three of their first four possessions of the second half to really put this game out of reach. Bradford was right in this one for a while. In fact, played right with Warren. Warren only outgained them by 20 yards, but just the inability for Bradford to stop big plays tonight really hurt them.
As we take a look across District 9 with you here, Andy, on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime show, we see a couple of things that stood out to us. You can tell us what stood out to you here, but, of course, Clearfield continuing to roll in regular season games here. A little bit of a question mark, at least from Chris and I, as to how that Cattersport St. Joseph's Catholic Academy game was going to play out. He and I picked, of course, if folks aren't familiar, we picked these games on D9Sports.com just for fun, just out of, you know, a little pride thing amongst the four of us. We both picked St. Joseph's Catholic Academy. Good win there by Cattersport. And then we take a look at, you know, St. Mary's over Brookville, 32-22, might be a little bit of a statement game there for St. Mary's. Clarion continues to roll. Big game in the KSAC Small School Division with Red Bank Valley knocking off Union. Anything out of those, and maybe anything that I missed that, you know, Dubois' offense clicking tonight that might have, or Otto Eldred falling 35-8 to a pretty tough Kane team this year. Anything in particular that stands out to you from those results?
Well, I'm glad, Dustin, you mentioned those first two games. Number one, Cattersport. I know St. Joseph's Catholic, just from looking at, you know, who they played and who they beat early on this season, was that was going to be a big test for Cattersport, I think all of us thought. And, you know, it's funny, talking with a lot of people around the AML North, expectations were not that high for this Falcons team coming into the season, you know, coming off a 3-6 season last year and losing, you know, some of their top backs. I think this is a team of 2-1 that at least early on is surprising a lot of people in the AML. Another game I want to touch on is St. Mary's and Brookville. I think you mentioned our picks. Every single one of us picked Brookville, and I know even talking to Chris, we didn't even really think about it much. You know, Zach Roman, Brookville, over 600 yards rushing in two games. They're just going to come in and roll over St. Mary's.
Yeah, see, Andy, I thought it was a given that he was going to run for 300 yards every week this year. See, that was the misunderstanding that I had from Zach, but...
No, I mean, and that's a big statement game from St. Mary's. You know, losing week one to Carn City 42-0, you're wondering what you're going to get from the Dutchman. And they come back with a nice win over Keystone this week, but even so, still big underdogs. And that's a big-time statement for Joe Schlim and that program in week three.
Hey, Andy, we need to take a break here. Can you stick with us until afterwards, finish off the show with us tonight?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be talking with Andy Close on the GR Cellular Hotline coming up again in just a moment after we take a short timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the program and take a look ahead to week number four as well. And look back at the final scores of week three. We'll let you know about our furry friend here in the studios tonight as well. It's the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Explore Galbraith's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbraith's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbraith's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's always something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Welcome back to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, right here on D9Sports.com. Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti with you as we wrap up our final moments of week number three show. And, of course, we are joined on the GR Cellular Hotline by Andy Close. Andy, let's take one final look at these scores here on the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. In the KSAC Large School Division, St. Mary's 32, Brookville 22, Carn City 49, Montauk 12. In the Small School Division of the KSAC, CL 35, AC Valley 27, Clarion over Keystone 62-13. It was Red Bank Valley 55, Union 34. And in Mountain League play, it was Clearfield 35, Central Martinsburg 20. Chris, I forgot to mention, with CL's victory over AC Valley, their first win since...
Whoa, geez, September the 2nd. 2011 over AC Valley.
Okay, there you go. Clearfield over Central Martinsburg in Mountain League play 35-20. Countersport over St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 38-14. And Dubois over Punxsie 49-7. Those both in non-conference play. AML crossover games, Kane 35, Otto Welchard 8. That is a final in Kerwinsville 42, Smethport 13. And three games tomorrow, Brockway at Sheffield, Ridgeway at Port Allegheny, and Cameron County is at Elk County Catholic. So, Andy, you're joining us here, and what you got on tap for next week, Andy?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I think one game in particular that I'm looking forward to is Brockway and Kane. Of course, Brockway playing game three tomorrow against Sheffield. And, of course, Alex Schaefer-Doan, our, D9 Sports Triple R Roughhouse Player of the Week this week, last week with seven touchdowns, going against that Kane defense that has yielded, I believe, after 3 weeks, just 16 points now in the season. So that's a game, I think, in the AML South that I think a lot of people are circling on their calendar.
No question. Andy, I want to get your take. We don't really talk about this too much, but a couple of District 9 teams, both Dubois and Bradford, are in that District 10 Region 5 league. And Dubois has obviously got to be one of the favorites in that league. Who else do you think challenges them for the league title there?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Chris. That's a very, very strong league. Obviously, I've seen Oil City last week and Warren this week. Both very impressive teams, very impressive at the skill positions, can really quick strike offenses. I think that can challenge certainly Dubois for that title. I think Slippery Rock's another team you have to look at. Former Cattersport coach Brandon Hathaway, of course, coach down there, and he's got that program firing on all cylinders. So I think if you look at Dubois, certainly Slippery Rock, Warren and Oil City is probably the class of that District 10 Region 5 with Bradford, Meadville, Franklin, kind of on the outside looking in, if you will.
Another, just to catch people up, just saw this come through on Twitter. Carnes City outcaned Manitow 530 to 154 this week in that big 26 first downs to 8 in that 49-12 victory. You know, we talk about it a lot. How good is Clarion? I mean, Clarion crushed Carnes City, which crushes Manitow, which crushed, Carnes City crushes St. Mary's, which beats Brookville. How much better is Clarion than everybody else?
Clarion's loaded. Of course, Chris, you've had the opportunity to see them play. I had the opportunity to watch Port Allegheny and their record-setting offense play quite a bit last year. There are two teams. It's funny, the comparisons are going to start. Obviously very different. Port primarily got it done with the passing game. Matt Bodimer and his plethora of receivers. I think this Clarion team, I don't know if they're as talented, but I think they're more balanced than that Port Allegheny team was last year. I think that's something to watch moving forward because they're certainly a very, very talented team with not only John Cadis throwing the football, Damian Slyke, and a whole host of guys that can carry the ball, and certainly a defense that has been dominant through the first 3 weeks.
Well, Andy, thanks for joining us tonight. We're glad that we were able to, not rush you out of things here.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
And that was Andy Close.
Andy Close from the Bradford Era joining us on the GR Cellular Hotline. No contract, no credit check, no hassle, GR Cellular. Visit them online, grcellular.com.
Dustin.
I was just going to say, I was just going to wrap it up. So, Chris, you sounded like you actually had something worthwhile to do.
Well,
so let's do that instead.
I think a quick rundown of the standings now that we're in week three isn't a bad idea.
Let's hear them.
And these might not be in the order in which it is. This is going to be on the fly. So Cattersport is now 2-1 overall. We'll start in the AML North. Cattersport's 2-1 overall. Smethport drops to 1-2. They were the and Otto Eldred drops to 0-3. They were the three teams that were in action tonight. Sheffield is 1-1. Cameron County and Port Allegheny are both 0-2. Both of those teams are in action tomorrow. In the AML South, if we get there, Kerwinsville advances to 3-0. Brockway is 2-0. Kane is also 3-0. Ridgeway didn't play tonight. They play tomorrow. So they're 1-1, and Elk County Catholic is 0-2. In that District 10 Region 5, we don't have all the scores in there, but we can tell you this much. Dubois is now 2-1 overall in that league, and Bradford drops to 1-2. In conference play, Dubois is 2-0. I'm sorry, they're still 1-0. Tonight's was the non-conference game. They're still 1-0, where Bradford drops to 0-2. Warren moves to 1-0, and Oil City drops to 1-1. They dropped the 2-1 overall, but that was not a conference game for them, so they dropped to 2-1. We do not have results from Slippery Rock or Franklin or Meadville from tonight. So, in the KSAC Small School Division, Clarion moves to 2-0 overall in the small school, 3-0 in the overall record. Red Bank Valley is now 2-1, 2-0 in the small school union is 1-2, but
1-1 in the small.
1-1 in the small. AC Valley drops to 0-3, 0-2 in the small. Clarion Limestone advances to 1-2, 1-1 in the small school. And Keystone is now 0-3, 0-2 in the small school division. In the KSAC large school division, Carn City moves to 2-0 in the small in the large school division, 2-1 overall. Montauk drops to 0-1. They are 0-3 overall. St. Mary's is now 1-1, 2-1 overall. Brookville is 1-1, 2-1 overall. And Punxsutawney is 0-1 and 1-2 overall. And Clearfield 3-0. And that's the quick standings, not the smoothest way of doing it, but
hey, check out d9sports.com for all the standings and updates from across District 9. Big thank you to all the folks on the GR Cellular Hotline tonight. Coach Varischetti from Dubois, Alex Feldbauer from St. Mary's, Josh Funk from the Pennsylvania Football News, Andy Brickley from the Clearfield Station WQYX 93.1 FM, Mike Kalinowski from WCCR in Clarion, Andy Close from the Bradford Era. That'll do it for week number 3. This is the Triple R Roadhouse for my broadcast partner, Chris Rossetti. This is Dustin Kiefer saying so long. You've been listening to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com. Have a great evening, everybody.